Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon County Clerk Auditor Seth Marsing. We're going to be talking about voter registration with elections right around the corner on the primary side. It's more important than ever to make sure you know the hows, the whats, the wheres, the whys on how to do it. Seth, it's a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, it's always interesting when election season rolls around, because I know when I first got into voting, when I finally turned 18, that I thought I was registered by virtue of getting my driver's license, but that wasn't the case for me. I forgot to check that one box. So for people who might be in that similar situation, how can they go about getting just the ball rolling in the right direction to get registered to vote?
Good question. You mentioned that you can get registered if you're changing or getting your driver's license, but the best way is really to come into our office at the clerk's office at the county building. We can help you with any questions you have and get you registered. You also can do it on vote.utah.gov. You can look at how you're registered as well as register if you're not.
You know, and it feels like this year, especially with a lot of local elections coming up, how you're registered feels very important, especially on the party side of things, because we see a few races where currently it's shaping up to be that we are only seeing Republican candidates. So that means races could be decided at the primary side, barring any write-in candidacies. So how can people kind of find out if they are registered as a Republican for those races, and if they want to participate in that, how can they change that affiliation?
Yeah, the ways I mentioned it, you can do it that way. But if you just want to find out how you're registered currently or affiliated currently, you can check on that vote.utah.gov. But for sure, call our office. We'd love to chat or come in. Those are the best ways. But you make a good point. The election for the primary is on the 23rd of June, and the affiliation deadline is April 1st, so need to be aware of that.
Yeah, you want to make sure you meet those deadlines. That way you can participate. You're not kind of blindsided by anything. And we've kind of talked a bit about the younger side of things, you know, fresh voters turning 18, about to vote for the first time. But let's talk about the other end of that spectrum. Some of those people who have been voting for pretty much for a bulk of their lives, do they need to do anything to keep registering? Or once you register, are you good as long as you don't want to change anything?
Yeah, as long as you're participating in elections, you have to be voting every 4 years or every 8 years to stay an active voter as well. So besides that, there's not too much.
Now, working in the clerk auditor's office, you deal very heavily in the world of elections. Do you see any common problems that people experience when they're coming to register to vote? You know, maybe they have a different address or something like that. What kind of problems do you see when people come in, and how can they come in best prepared to register?
Yeah, for sure. You do want to make sure that your address is current. That is a big deal, especially if you've moved recently or changed address for any reason. Again, you can check that on vote.utah.gov. You can call us or come into our office. Make sure you've got the correct address, and so the ballot gets to you when it's mailed out. That's probably the biggest thing. Again, as we get closer to the primary, people may want to affiliate just to make sure that they're getting the ballot they want.
Now, one thing I'm always curious about, because I love seeing the behind the scenes of how government works, it's one of the most interesting things to me. When someone submits their registration to you, let's say they do it in person, what's the process like afterwards when they fill out the paperwork, pass it over to you guys? What happens after that to their registration?
Well, there's a statewide voter database, registration database, and so we check everything with the voter there, if they're in person, and otherwise we would just check all the details of their registration and make sure they're correct and make sure they have their ID and all that stuff that's required. And then after that, we would enter it into the statewide voter registration database and make sure we enter everything in there correctly. Obviously, we keep an electronic and a physical copy too.
You know, it's so interesting to hear about the statewide voter rolls. It's one of those things that always gets talked about in such kind of a hush-hush light. So just knowing that you guys are right there and you verify all the information right there, I'm sure that provides a lot of peace of mind to people who may have some doubts about it, because, you know, the fine people over in the clerk auditor's office, you guys are doing your due diligence, making sure that you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, making sure everything is right before it goes on those rolls.
Yeah, we do. We take a lot of effort into making sure when something's put into the database that it's correct. And then we also have monthly checks to check deceased voters as well as duplicate voters and a number of other things that we do each month to correct.
You know, it's fun hearing about the side that you don't really hear about when it comes to voter registration, seeing all the behind the scenes stuff. It's so interesting to see. Now, another question I have kind of further down the line, but when election night rolls around, what's the atmosphere like in the clerk auditor's office as you guys prepare to get all those votes tallied?
Yeah, I mean, that day for sure is a very busy day, but we're busy for weeks prior to that. Obviously, right now we're completely vote by mail, so we're getting ballots in for several weeks, and we verify every signature on every envelope that comes in, and then we have to process them, and there's a lot of steps that are taken there, but it's busy for sure.
No, absolutely. And another question I have, because you see a lot of people gathering signatures to get themselves on the primary ballot if they aren't able to advance out of caucus. What does that verification process look like? Because we've seen a lot of it in recent years, whether it be, you know, recent ballot initiative efforts or people just trying to get on the ballot. What does it look like when you're trying to verify one of those signatures?
Yeah, they have some strict guidelines about how the packets are put together, what needs to be included for each signature and each voter. But as the initiative packets come into our office or the signature packets come in, they're assigned to one employee, and they go through the packet very thoroughly and verify each signature and make sure that it's accurate and all the voter information is accurate with it.
You know, and I feel like it's important to shine a light on how diligently you guys are working to make sure everything's correct. It really is incredible the level of work you're putting into these.
Yeah, we ensure that there's a lot of attention to detail, and we are also required by the state, but it's also some standards we have in our office to make sure that things are double and triple verified, so it's not just one person checking.
You know, it's always better to have multiple sets of eyes on that. You can't go wrong with that. Now, Seth, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, I mean, we mentioned everything, but just to reiterate, the primary election is on June 3rd, and the affiliation deadline is April 1st. So if you mentioned the Republican Party, a lot of the candidates are affiliated with the Republican Party, and because of that, the election will be a closed election, is what it's called for the Republican Party, which just means you have to be affiliated as a Republican to vote, to participate. So if someone does need to change their affiliation or needs to register, make sure that it's done by April 1st.
Yeah, you want to make sure you hit those deadlines to make sure that your vote counts when you want it to count. Seth, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Again, our guest, Seth Marcin, clerk auditor over at Carbon County. And we're talking about a wide variety of voting information. Remember, if you want any more, you can head on over to vote.utah.gov. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.